Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I'm a survivor.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, and really excited to bring you this edition of the Cards Cast. Always excited to bring you the Cards Cast, but even more so when it features an athlete that's kind of recently committed to the University of Louisville, and that's the case in this one. I had a great conversation the other night with Terrence Edwards Jr., transfer commit for head coach Pat Kelsey in the men's basketball program. Great conversation with him. I wanted to bring you some of that highlights of that the moments that we were able to chit chat there about his decision on why Louisville, why he wanted to play for Pat Kelsey. We talked about what motivated him to become, you know, a freshman with big aspirations at James Madison to make really impressive progress each year at there for the Dukes, leading to becoming the league's sixth man of the year as a junior, and then really catapulting that into becoming the Sun Belt's player of the year last year, averaging over 17 points for the Dukes, helping them get into the second round of the NCAA tournament. So he talks about, you know, what drives him to continually improve. He talks about the energy of Pat Kelsey and the energy that he has as a player as well. We talk about the culture that Pat Kelsey is looking to build here at the University of Louisville. And I mean, it's a great conversation. So plenty of highlights of that conversation coming up. And, you know, and certainly a big get for Pat Kelsey. As I mentioned, he's coming in as the reigning Sun Belt Player of the Year. Played 117 games during his time at James Madison, four seasons there, scored 1,414 career points, had 525 rebounds, 278 assists, 111 steals, and he hit 46.2% from the field during that time with James Madison. So a great player that Pat Kelsey's getting. And as I mentioned, he talks about the energy. A little heads up, if maybe you've already seen the article at the homepage of cardinalauthority.com. If not, go check it out right now. We'll wait so you can pull it up. Go ahead. We're waiting. All right. Anyway, so like I said at the start, absolutely fantastic conversation. And so let's get into that. Let's get straight to the highlights with University of Louisville transfer commit Terrence Edwards Jr. right here in the Cards Cast. And first up, obviously, is why Louisville? What was it about Louisville? What was it about Pat Kelsey? Obviously, we know Louisville's got its story tradition. You've got the facilities. You've got the KFC Yum Center, which is, you know, one of the just elite arenas in the United States, be it college basketball, NBA, whatever the case. You know, some of the best facilities in the country. So Louisville's got all the tools, you know, and certainly has a lot of spots on the rosters. We're seeing a complete rebuild here for Pat Kelsey. So we could see, we know why some of the carrots at what might attract an athlete to come to Louisville, but what was it about Pat Kelsey? And what is it about the two of those combined, Louisville's tradition and its fan base that comes along with it, to, you know, with Pat Kelsey? What is it about those two that really set the tone and made Louisville the place for Terrence Edwards Jr.?
As soon as he got the job, them guys instantly reached out to me. And, you know, Coach PK, a great dude, man. he's a, like a guy you look up to actually be like a father figure. And I also used to play against Coach PK in the CAA when I was here at James Madison.
Nice.
2 years ago. So, you know, it's kind of crazy how the world works.
Yeah.
Yeah, so going against him, it was just like I just seen how his team was and how everybody just listened to him. And I just like how he run his program. We had a player that came from Charleston at James Madison, and I asked him about coaching them and stuff like that. He gave me a number of great reviews, and I didn't ask nothing about basketball. I asked about like life stuff, you know. And he gave me great reviews, and yeah, and it was a no brainer. Coach Carr, he reached out to me, and he recruited me hard, and my family, and he made us feel like, you know, they have a good plan for me to get to the NBA next year. So, when I took the visit, the setup up there is unmatched. You know, it's beautiful up there. I've never seen nothing like it. And for Coach PK to be the head coach up there, it made it a no-brainer that I was going to Louisville. Them guys believe in they believe in me. They actually are familiar with me, so they see my growth from the time that I played against them and to now. So, you know, why not just go with somebody that you familiar with?
Was I right? Fired up just listening to him. Great stuff again from Terrence Edwards Jr. We're just going to keep things rolling. As I mentioned, one of the things that I asked him during our conversation is, you know, what's driven you, you know, from being, as like I said, you know, a freshman with big aspirations when you first got to James Madison, you know, to making steady progress as a sophomore, to becoming the league's sixth man of the year as a junior, to then becoming the Sun Belt Player of the Year. You know, what's driven him to that, and what's continuing to drive him that as he, you know, eyes his time at Louisville, which he wants to then catapult into a professional career in the NBA. He talks about becoming a first round draft pick. You know, what's the inner driving force for Terrence Edwards Jr. that has allowed him to make such impressive progress, you know, throughout his career so far?
I think it's a mindset thing. You know, it's an everyday thing you have to do to be able to do those type of things. I never went into no year on the off season when I was working out and thought of any and actually had in my head of what accolades I wanted to come out with for that season. I've never thought about that. I still don't think about that. I just trust my work, and I put in a lot of work. You know, stuff that people don't see. I really work. My progression of every year have actually shown that from 5 to 13.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, from 5, 10, 13 to 17, like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I actually put hours in the summer, and I actually, like, love to take coaching.
Nice.
I'm not afraid of that. Like, I really like learning. I really like getting better. So I think that's what my career has shown, that I can be coached. I can really be coached, and I can really be developed. And I never get too high. My old teammates will tell you, you know, player of the year, the league, everybody kind of was telling me that during the year you're gonna be player of the year, and I just kept telling them, let's don't worry about nothing like that. Let's just keep winning, and I'm all winning. That's all I do. I want to win, whether I score 0 points, 0 rebounds. You know, is if we won, then that gives me a lot of confidence to go back and be ready for the next day. So, I feel like my progression in the years has been me just putting my head down and working and keeping the outside noise the outside noise and being where my feet is.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
I know you're like me and just like anybody else that was watching that Pat Kelsey press conference, which whether you're a member of Card Nation, a rival fan base, or whatever, if you were watching that Pat Kelsey introductory press conference, you're like, okay, this guy's got the energy that is needed for the job, and he has the desire to interact with the fan base. When you have such a tradition-rich program like Louisville, you've got a fan base that is very much connected to the program and needs to, you know, be felt to be a part of it. And Pat Kelsey has certainly expressed that during his introductory press conference and has certainly backed it up since that moment. And one of the things we heard about in the introductory press conference is how he's wanting to build a culture. And so, I asked Terrence Edwards, hey, to you, what's the Pat Kelsey culture? What is he building there? Love this answer. Love it.
I think it's like a dog culture. Like, you have to be really, really tough to play for him. You have to be mentally. You have to be physically. You just have to be ready. I think he's going to build a really great culture up there. Sad I have to only spend 1 year with him, but I think that guy is really like going to turn this thing around, and that's why I want to be a part of that. I told him that on my visit. I don't want to look and go somewhere else, and I look at Louisville next year, you know what I'm saying? They're just killing it, you know? So why not just be a part of that when you know you can feel it in your gut and stuff like that? So, yeah, and I think he's going to – and like I told him too, his energy is just like how I play. I played for a real, a real nonchalant coach in the past, and I'm just an energy player. I feed off energy. I make energy. Why it was a big reason I chose there, because me and his energy together combined is going to be unmatched.
When an athlete coming in to play for a new coach says the culture that new coach is trying to establish is a dog mentality, that's a very, very good thing. And you hear Terrence talk about how, the energy of Pat culture and or the energy, excuse me, the energy of Pat Kelsey and the energy of himself, Terrence Edwards, you combining those two and it's unmatchable. I mean, you got to love this guy. And here's more reason. I asked him, you're coming into a tradition rich program. It has expectations of, getting to the tournament is an obvious expectation. It's so obvious. It's not even an expectation. That's just something you do. It's like you wake up and you brush your teeth. That's something that you do. You just go to the tournament when you're at a program like Louisville. So the expectations are, correct me if I'm wrong, basically we're talking, we want to get to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four championships. Those are the reasons, things you paint banners for. How about that? That's Louisville basketball's expectation level. We discussed that. He knows it. He grew up, he saw Louisville win the 2013 national championship. He saw Louisville go to the 2012 Final Four and understands what it means and is driven to come in and help restore that at the University of Louisville under the guidance of Pat Kelsey. Love it when he talks about what the fan, his response basically is the fans deserve it. Here he is.
I think that fan base deserve to be back where they've been when I was a kid. Growing up, always watching Louisville, they always been in the tournament, always been in the Final Fours and winning national championships and stuff like that. People like me don't take that for granted. I take it as a blessing.
Nice.
It's most definitely a blessing for me, and I'm not going to take that for granted. I can tell you now, it's not going to be the Louisville that we've been seeing for the last couple of years. I can promise that. I just know this for a fact. I've never been a loser. Them guys have never been a loser. And the guys that we're bringing in never been losers. And if they was losers at their last school, then we're going to turn them to winners. So that's what we do. At least that's what I do. I like to get other people better. And I can't wait to get to Louisville and actually play with high-level players. And it's going to be great. I think I'm going to get 10 times better once I get to play with high-level players. And I think it's going to be real, real fun.
Again, appreciate Terrence Edwards Jr. stepping into the Cards Cast with us. Really excited to see him suit up in the red and black, coming off a year where you're Sun Belt Player of the Year. He's talking about playing with elite players and taking his game to the next level alongside of them, making sure that everybody on the team has a winning mentality, that Louisville fans aren't going to have to suffer through what the program has been going through for the last couple years. I mean, the guy had money answer after money answer after money answer, and that's what you want to hear. I mean, you could hear it in his voice. It's sincere. And that's what his expectations are. That's what he's planning to do. And I think Louisville fans are rightful to expect him to kind of live that up. And I think he would expect Louisville fans to expect him to back it up. So, again, really looking forward to seeing Terrence Edwards suit up in the red and black. He said, you know, it's unfortunate Louisville's only going to get him for 1 year, but I'm certain it's going to be an exciting year as Pat Kelsey continues to build his first roster at the University of Louisville. And Cardinal Authority is going to continue to keep it covered. If you haven't done so yet, go to the CardinalAuthority.com homepage. Up at the top in the menu, the drop-down menu, you'll see an option for newsletter. You'll see an option for text alerts. Newsletters, those goes out at least once a day typically, and they're going to capture all the headlines that have happened throughout the day. So we're going to get you caught up if you've missed any. Text alerts, they're kind of more reserved for more bigger breaking news, commitments, coaching changes, things of that nature. So we're not going to spam your text or anything like that. If you're going to get a text from Cardinal Authority, it's something that you're going to certainly want to know about almost immediately. So go to the homepage, cardinalauthority.com, check out the drop-down menu, and find newsletter and text alert. Sign up for both. Both of them are free, very easy to unsubscribe if you feel the desire to do so. So appreciate you doing so, and appreciate you hanging out with us here in the Cards Cast. And again, thank you for Terrence Edwards Jr. Looking forward to seeing him being a Cardinal and playing under Pat Kelsey this coming season. It's going to be fun in the KFC Yum Center once again. I'm Michael McCammon from Cardinal Authority. This has been the Cards Cast.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.